Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining us. This is Zach and Laura, and this is episode one of our Four Better podcast. We are talking about conflict. It's actually the first in a series of four. Today we're talking about how to avoid conflict.
Hey Zach, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to your own home.
I know, we're still in my living room. This has been kind of wild, trying to figure out how to use these microphones and talk to each other.
I know. We said it before, but we really are not experts when it comes to technology. So
we had an expert here earlier today, but he left.
Yeah.
Now we're on our own.
Yeah. We fed ourselves. We ate in front of him. And then he was like, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here now.
Okay.
So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about, we can talk about whatever we want, but I thought we'd talk about conflict because it's the thing that people talk about when they come into our offices.
That's why they're there, huh?
Like, what can I do for you? We're having conflict.
Everybody has conflict, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's so important? Why do you want to talk about conflict?
Because I think there are a couple of things that people really need to understand that would make their lives a lot easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, well, if only I can impart some of this Zach knowledge into
your
life.
It's not that. It's not that. It's actually like a lot of it is based on really,
sound research.
Right on.
It's based
on
research.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the word I was looking
for.
I think it's not just me. It's research. I mean, I think there is a couple of things that I find are really kind of mind-blowing. And one is that 100% of couples have conflict.
100?
Did you know that?
I'm pretty aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite, though, is the couples that come in and they somehow they think that they don't have any.
Oh, they're conflictless.
They're conflictless. In fact, I had a couple come in just about a week ago and they were telling me about how they never fought. And I was like, really? Tell me about that. Why don't you ever fight? And then right there on the couch in front of me, they argued
about why they didn't fight.
Yeah.
Why they didn't fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty funny. And I think the thing that they were calling conflict looked more like violence for them. It was loud and
and
sort of screaming and yelling, and conflict, it takes lots of different forms. It's not just yelling.
Yeah.
It's often more subtle.
Yeah. You know, I always ask couples when they come in, I just say, you know what, if I was a fly on the wall, will you please just play a scene out for me of what conflict looks like in your family, in your household? And sometimes couples will say, you know, like we slam doors in each other's faces and we yell. And that's maybe what this couple was imagining conflict looks like.
Well, I always want to know, like, how does it start?
Okay.
How does it go? How does it finish?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are there patterns that you can recognize? And everybody's like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And I want to know, when is it? Like, is it always on Saturday morning? is it always after two glasses of wine?
Right.
Is it always?
Oh, boy, is it always. It's always. Every time couples have like the knockdown, drag out fights, it seems to be like there's always alcohol involved.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think that I see that as often as I don't. I mean, I think some people conflict is just kind of their love language.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like how they feel connected. Mm-hmm. And I think that can actually be okay. Conflict is intimate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of the privileges of being in a relationship with one another. I mean, you and I, we don't have a lot of conflict. We don't have that privilege. We don't have that
level of intimacy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I bet you have some conflict with Ryan from time to time.
No, we are actually one of the 0%.
It's confidentiality. You're not supposed to let them know you were the couple on my couch.
Yeah.
No, Rebecca and I, we have conflict all the time. And I think the other thing that we've learned is that we're kind of okay with it, in part because we've gotten really good at repair.
Mm-hmm.
repair to me is way more important than resolve.
Yeah.
I try to teach my couples that all the time. Staying connected, even in the midst of conflict, is more important than resolving it, especially because about 2/3 of your conflict, you can't resolve. It's hardwired into the relationship. It is who you are.
Yeah.
I am an introvert. That will never change.
Right.
Rebecca's an extrovert. That will never change. So we have conflict every single time we go to a party.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Because I want to be the first to leave and she wants to clean up.
So now we go in. Whoever wants to clean up.
Now we go into different cars.
Damn extroverts that want to clean up.
And now we take two cars.
Yeah. Oh, that's so smart. You've navigated the differences.
Right on. We're trying to.
Yeah. That's cool. It's funny as you're talking about, repairing in these couples. I had a couple. It's one of my favorite stories of repair, actually. And I will be really honest. This is my best friend couple. And I'm not going to use their names, but we're on this road trip. I'm in the backseat. I'm in the backseat.
Oh,
with
I hate their this
dog.
Story.
No, how can you hate it? It's so good.
It makes my stomach cringe.
All right. Well, good. So, we're driving through Washington and we're going from west to east, which basically means like you are driving through the just grass hills of nothingness. And, the two of them bicker. They're just kind of like bickers. They go back and forth and it's cute. It's fun. It's playful. But then all of a sudden it's just like perfectly silent. And as a couples therapist in the backseat, of course, I'm like, oh, this is juicy. Oh, what's happening, guys?
Yeah.
I think even the dog noticed like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So he's driving and he's white knuckling it and he's staring straight ahead. And now she has turned her entire body out. Like talk about body language. Mm-hmm. She's looking out the window at nothingness. And I am just, what did I miss? Mm-hmm. I missed something, a break. They're in some sort of moment of conflict. And about 30 seconds pass and she turns her body totally toward, I know you know the story. Mm-hmm. She turns toward him and she licks his face. Yes. From jaw to temple. And he is a furry dude. So for those of you who can't see Zach, he's pretty scraggly and he's still in that damn flannel shirt. But he has like,
that's our perpetual conflict.
Yeah.
You making fun of my clothes.
True. Which I mean, anybody would. So, so he
my
then,
wife dressed me this morning.
No, she didn't.
She didn't. No,
she didn't.
She refuses to dress me.
So that was their repair. Like she was making a repair attempt. Like they.
Well, and of course that didn't have anything to do with resolve. Whatever they were talking about was
right. They didn't resolve it. They didn't solve the conflict. But what they were doing was just kind of getting themselves back to neutral, just back on track. And he returned the favor with a wet willy. So I think they. You hate that story.
I do.
It's like,
I mean, I like what it represents. I think it's an important thing because, we need to have different kinds of strategies for repair. And it's one of, I know you love teaching it. I love teaching it. We're going to talk about it in a later episode. But I think the critical thing is to understand that repair and staying connected is more important than resolve. In fact, not being able to repair is one of the primary predictors of divorce. Couples who can't master that skill, they are in trouble.
Yeah.
And I think you can master it in lots of different ways. But I think the first thing to do if you're really going to care about conflict is to make sure that you understand that it's ordinary, that it happens. It's just part of the deal.
Yeah.
And that most of it is actually hardwired into the relationship based on who you are, where you've come, what you're about. And I think that is, whether it's introvert, extrovert, or coming from wealth and coming from the lack of wealth, or whether it's a religious difference, I think there's lots of different ways that you can sort of manage those differences as you go through time together.
I had a couple that it was one of those things where they were really having a hard time. Husband was really having a hard time with wife's just innate differences. Like she just was very different from him. She worried a little bit more. She had a little bit more higher anxiety. Mm-hmm. She managed her life differently. And so part of working with this couple was having them recognize what is going to change and what's not going to change. Mm-hmm. What can you actually fix or sort of work on yourself? Because, every couple that comes to see you, what do they say? Fix my partner. and so it was part of recognizing what can the two of you actually learn as far as like a skill set of how to navigate these differences and what's going to stick with you. And it was really like a fundamental shift in their relationship to discover, wow, like this isn't going to change. Mm-mm. My wife has been like this for the last 10 years. She's going to be like it for the next 50 years. I need to figure out a way to just manage my discomfort, right?
Another version of that is when couples say, oh, yeah, that thing that I used to love about him at the beginning is the thing that drives me crazy now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and it just lingers. Hey, we're going to spend a lot more time talking about conflict, but we are still learning how to do this. It looks like we're at about 9 minutes. We're hoping that for you guys that are listening, you can expect us to chat for 8-10 minutes.
Yeah.
So that you can just bite it off and use it and let it go home. So
Nuggets of wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. What would you say, Laura, would be like a key takeaway for today? Like what could we,
Yeah. I think like the key takeaway is that,
That phrase that we love, that we want them to.
I mean, I'm not the literary genius here. So I'm going to say that for me, the key takeaway is that conflict is unavoidable and that you can't go under it, through it, around it. You have to navigate it, and it's a journey. And a part of it is just, you know, gaining that skill set to do it the right way. Because I think a lot of us are just doing it the wrong way, or we're avoiding it completely. So
I think for me, there's probably two things that have come up. And one is that conflict is an opportunity for intimacy. Like it's a privilege of being in a relationship. And I think the second one is that repair is more important than resolve. If you can sort of latch onto those three things, that conflict is unavoidable, that it's an opportunity for intimacy, and that it's more important for us to stay connected than to necessarily to fix it, then I think you can get a leg up on some of the couples that end up in our offices.
Cool. Yeah. I like that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to just keep rolling and we'll move on to the next topic. So if you join us on the next podcast, we're going to be talking about
skydiving.
Skydiving. Yeah. That's super appropriate to couples therapy.
It is more than you know.
Okay, cool. So if you have any suggestions, if you're listening to this and there's just something that's kind of on your heart and your mind and you want us to talk about it, send us an email at info@forbetter.us. And info@4 is forbetter.us. And it's me that's answering those emails because Zach does not answer emails.
Hold on a second. I reply to emails, just not all the time. And I definitely reply to emails that my wife sends me. And I love to answer questions if you have them. So just make sure if you want me to answer it, you let me know.
Hey friends, thanks for listening. So if you found this episode helpful, we would love to hear from you. So please review us on iTunes. And if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, we do have a bucket load of new episodes in store. We just want to make sure that you don't miss one. And if you like this podcast with Zach and me, you're going to love our video series for couples. It's silly, it's fun, it's informative. Just check us out by visiting forbetter.us. That's forbetter.us to get our 4-part video series for free. And just wanted to thank you all for your time, your attention, and mostly your energy that you're putting toward investing in your relationship for better.